Ephesians from chapter 2. I read from verse 11 for the sake of this communion service. Therefore, remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant promise or covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh, that is his body, the enmity that is the law of commandment contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off, or afar off, and to those who are near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Glory be to God in the highest. So in a nutshell, you can see what the death and resurrection of Jesus has done. You can begin to appreciate and appropriate what has been made available to you. It is real. It's not a fable. It's not a just put together story. This is the reality of realities. You know, the interesting thing there, if you look at it from verse 11, it starts by saying what? Remember. Now, this scripture was not written for unbelievers, church. It was written for Christians. And that's why the word remember becomes very, very crucial. Remember. Remember when Jesus was living and was instituting. You know the charge he gave to them? He said, this you are going to do often. And as often as you do it how? In remembrance. And so you begin to see that the victorious Christian life hinges on one word. Remember. The blessed life hinges on one word. Remember. And what makes it interesting is that he's not talking to ignorance. He's talking to those who know and who have appropriated these things at one time or the other. He says, but you know, if you're going to be sustained and keep growing, reward, remember. Tell your neighbor, say, remember. Glory be to God. Remember that you were once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called circumcision by what is called the circumcision made in the flesh. To put it in simple English, remember that you were Gentiles in the physical, and you are called Gentiles by uncircumcised by those who claim circumcision by physical means. So he was saying that there's another circumcision which is of the spirit. He said that we're not the circumcision made by what? By the flesh, but we're circumcision of the spirit, and we worship God what? In the spirit. So here he's making it clear that look, the shadow was what they had, but the real thing has happened. Just like we had the circumcised Jews and the rest of the world uncircumcised, and if you are not circumcised, you are termed a Gentile. Doesn't matter where you came from. In the same way, in the spirit, we have the circumcised today, and we have the uncircumcised. But you see, defining the circumcised and the uncircumcised today is different from the way it was then. That's what this verse is saying. Then it was just a physical thing. And circumcision is marked by the fact that the foreskin of your genital was cut. And so that's the mark on your body that shows that you belong to God. Although it was a hard thing. But today, that doesn't matter anymore, although it's good for hygiene purposes to do that. But that's not what makes you circumcised. It's the circumcision of the heart. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God in the highest. And now, so what does it mean to be uncircumcised? It says at that time, before you got born again, because your born again was your entrance to the covenant that we are talking about. The covenant of the circumcised in the spirit. See, at that time you were without Christ. And I can say boldly, you were without Christ. His grace just saw you through. You were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. You are strangers from this covenant that we are talking about. Oh, covenant of promise. You had no hope. No matter how much bragging, but just facade. No hope, and you are without God in the world. But now, in Christ, glory be to God in the highest. In Christ Jesus, you who once were far off, I who at the time had no God, had no hope and no God in this world, I who at the time was a stranger to the commonwealth of Israel, I who at the time was alien from the commonwealth and without Christ, says now, everybody say now. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off, anybody was far off before? I was. You see, the truth is that when he says you'll be my witness, that's your life will be a preaching station. That's it. There's nothing like a Christian without character. No, there is nothing like that. You see that you're a Christian, you are not. You can have areas of struggle. So let it be known to God that you're a Christian, but you are fighting something. Not that you're a Christian and you do something with impunity, no. They are Christians, but they have no character. They are not Christians, I'm sorry. Every Christian will aspire for the character of Christ. Oh yeah, come on, let's face it. It's the least. How can you be a man and want to keep on barking like a dog? You will want to talk, even our children. Before they are two, they want to pronounce the words you are pronouncing. They want to talk like you talk, they want to do like you do. So if indeed you have the Spirit of God in you, you want to be like him. Hallelujah. But now in Christ, anybody in Christ? Yeah? If you're in Christ, say amen, amen. Woo! And that's what makes the difference in your life. And from today, in the name of Jesus. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near. How? Come on, check your Bible. How? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. No, say it clearly. Let me hear you. By the blood of Christ. For you to behave like you are still far off when you are part of the covenant is to deny what? His blood. You are brought near by the blood. What does the bringing near? What does it mean? You are no more without Christ in this world. You are no more hopeless in this world. You are no more without God in this world. You are no more aliens to the covenant of Israel. You are no more strangers to the covenants of promise. They are yours by right because of the blood of Jesus. Because he himself is our peace. So if you want to begin to write what this year will look like, can't you see them all here? Glory be to God in the highest. I say glory be to God in the highest. Because of his blood, I'm drawn near. I've been brought near. His blood has given me access. Glory be to God in the highest. His blood has given me hope. I have hope in this world. Come on. I have Christ in this world. I have God in this world. I am not a stranger anymore. I'm part of the covenant of promise. I'm as qualified as the person born by Abraham himself. Oh, yes. Oh, I feel the fire. Why do I feel the fire saying that here? Wow. I just felt the fire saying that because it's the truth. It's the truth. Can you see now it's your remembering and releasing your faith in it that makes the difference? I feel the fire. I feel breakthroughs already. Because look, isn't it amazing how it works? You must know it and believe it. That's all. You know why we fear? We believe the lies of the devil. That's why we fear. And once there is fear, there is no faith. They don't dwell together. If you have fear facing up in your life, faith is zero. If you have faith facing up in your life, fear flies out the window. Remember, it wasn't what you did by your power or ability, the blood of Jesus. And that's how you approach and attack every impossibility in your life, the blood of Jesus. This year will be awesome. In the name of Jesus, tell your neighbor, say, remember. Can you see now that there's no child's play here? There are no half measures in Christianity. If we need to pray, we need to pray that God drench me in this thing. Hallelujah. Remember and remind yourself what you are remembering. I'm not just anybody anymore. I have a covenant. I am no more an alien to the commonwealth of Israel. I'm no more a stranger to the covenant of promise. I am not without Christ in this world. I am not without hope. I'm not without God in this world. I'm a covenant child of God because of the blood of Jesus. I'm not distant anymore. I have access by the blood of Jesus. Access to the victory of Jesus, the peace of Christ, the joy of Christ, the righteousness of God in Christ. I have access. You are the light in the midst of the darkness. It's either the darkness is intimidating you or you're intimidating the darkness, but light will forever intimidate the darkness. The Bible said this light will shine where? In the dark. And the darkness cannot. How will the light carry itself? How? The light will for what? Forever what? Shine. Light shines. That's what light does. You will shine. I say in the name of Jesus, you will shine. Now, with this brief moment that I have left, our theme for this year is a year of supernatural favor. Amen. And our theme scripture is from the book of Acts, chapter 7, verses 9 to and 10. Just quickly turn to it. Now let's read together. And the patriarchs did what? Becoming envious, sold Joseph into Egypt. Wait. But what? But what? But what? But who? But God. This is your bet God, yeah. All right, somebody is here to get it. I said, this is your bet God here in the name of Jesus. Bet God! Hallelujah. Yeah. Bet God. Glory be to God. Bet God was with him. And what does that translate to? He gave. Bet God was with him. So what does that? He delivered him from all. No, from some. From some. Bet God was with him and delivered him from all of his troubles. When God is with you, that's what he does best. He delivers. Oh, glory be to God in the highest. He delivers him from all, and delivered him rather from all his troubles. And? Come on, talk to me. See, if God be for me, I am favored. If God is with me, I am favored. See, if God is with you, he will deliver. He will favor you. The righteous is surrounded with favor. How? Except you don't know who you are. He's surrounded with favor as a shield. If you can come to terms with the fact that the blood of Jesus has made you righteous, deliverance, favor. Not the type that man gives. Man can give and withdraw his favor. Oh, I feel the fire. But when God favors you, that means that God will fight your battles. That means that you are a bait. So those who think they can consume you is their end. And then your light will shine. I see you coming out like the sun in the morning. The righteous of the Lord is a light. You are the light. And God gave him what? Come on, help me. God gave him what? God gave him what? And God gave him favor and wisdom and wisdom and wisdom. And what did he do again? He made him what? Over and all. Look at this. Now there was what? The next line. Now a famine and a great came over all the land of. Glory be to God. You see, before the famine and the trouble, God would have settled what he has to settle with you. It's your ability to remember that will determine the difference between you and the rest. God can never be surprised. Lie. So the way I read it is this. The patriarchs, becoming envious of Joseph, sold him into slavery. But God was with him. But God delivered him from all his trouble. But God gave him favor. But God gave him wisdom. So much so, and all this happened before Pharaoh, so much so that Pharaoh promoted, so God gave him promotion. So that just tells you what this year holds for us. So I was meditating on these scriptures before we got into the year, and was telling me what the year will look like. So I had called some of us together to pray on the 30th. Quite a number came just within this hall. And I made it clear to them, I said, 31st is for everybody. But the time that happened on the 30th was intimate. It's not for anybody. So I told them that they were getting the news before, and I couldn't preach anything on the 31st other than what we shared here. Two of us. And that's the same thing I'm still doing. And I feel the fire. Now, the life of Joseph would have been messed up totally because of envy. Can I warn you? Light doesn't have to do anything to be envied by darkness. You just have to be light, that's all. Just be light. And the darkness will be mad. I feel the fire. As many as we never forget who they are this year. Oh, surely there'll be a lot of envying. But you know what that will do? It will always attract more of his presence. The more they envy you, the more God says, I am with them. Can't you see? Read it yourself. We're just reading the same thing. The more you are envied, the more the devil is working assiduously to stop you, the more the presence of God will kindle around you. And when it comes, he will deliver you from some troubles. Isn't it in Psalm 34? Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers from some. I feel the fire again. So can you see now that your victory, your blessings, your favor, your health, all together hinge on one thing. Remember what he has done. Finish. So that's our scripture. And that's where I'll be dwelling most of the year. In the name of Jesus, in many areas, in many different shades and forms and patterns, but this will be my focus. What he has done for me, what he has done, and he will be the center of my life. Because without him, I was telling us on Sunday, there was a time in the church when we should really stress the identity in Christ and our inheritance, what we have in him, who he has made us. It is now. But another mistake we make when we try to do this is that we forget the Christ. We are looking for who we are more than the him. Big mistake. It is what we are in Christ. So it starts from Christ and ends in Christ. But without drowning us, because we are the ones he projects. But when we forget the in Christ and I'm just saying me, I, without him, after a while it becomes humanistic. Okay. And so there are certain things that we are going to consider. One thing the Lord said to me when I was coming for the watch night service, he said, you see, you've wrestled the same things for many years. So they make all your years similar. But you see, if any man be in Christ, and you are in Christ, and because you are a new creation, you never existed before. Oh yes, it was the same me. No, that was the dead you. But now this is the living you in Christ. In the name of Jesus. Is this what? Fear not. Why? For I am. Hey! Does that sound like a scripture for the year? Hey! I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. Hey, hey, hey. Look at the next one. I will uphold you. No. Where is it? Yes, I will what? Strengthen you. Next one. Yes. Everybody say yes. 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 I will help. This is your year of unusual help. Yes. Did he help Joseph? That's why he could deliver him from all. That's why he could give him favor. That's why he could give him wisdom. That's why when you see Joseph, you must promote him. It's the year of my help. There is something. There is something that may
run into your presence, my helper.
He will help you.
Yes.
He has helped you.
Yes.
Your prosperity has no limits.
Yes.
No ending.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. But please don't joke with the scriptures. Memorize them. Isaiah chapter 50 verse 7. It says, Because of the help of the Lord, because God helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint, for I know that I will not be ashamed. Tell your neighbor, say, help us! Holy Spirit. My husband, my wife, just say, helper, helper, helper.